The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, I'm not sure if the lady said anything to you or not, but you definitely got the box. So, I'm going to start happy hour tonight with a story that comes from one of the commentaries, and it's a little bit about... It's from the very, very earliest days of Buddhism. So just maybe settle back and picture in your mind ancient India. And there's the Himalaya, the mountains stretched out in the distance. And there's verdant forests in the foothills of the mountains. And as you're zooming in, like the camera zooms in on the first shot of a movie, you see these beautiful green trees and this gorgeous blue lake with this kind of ribbon of white beach. It's described in the texts like white pearls, just this pristine environment. And in this kind of idyllic place dwell these beings, these people of the forest. And they dwell in the canopies of the trees, actually. They have a very solitary, settled life in this kind of small area where they live. And then one day, for no reason that they can discern, a whole huge group of people comes trooping into their area. And these people stop at the village next door and they make friends with the villagers. And then all these people come right into their forest where they're living. And they set up housekeeping right on their front porches. And these people settle in, and the denizens of this place look at them and they're like, okay, are they just staying overnight? But then they just stay there. They're camped out there day after day. And the inhabitants of these sort of tree homes end up off at a distance, kind of walking to and fro with their children, scratching their heads, saying to themselves, are these people going to leave? But the newcomers don't leave. They stay. And so the locals hit upon a strategy. Okay. If they're not going to leave, we are going to scare them off. And here's where it becomes important to note what kinds of people these are. In the ancient Buddhist mythology, these are actually a certain kind of tree beings. They're kind of tree spirits, devas. So what they can do are tricks that you and I can't do, according to this story. They can make themselves big or small, and they make ghastly sounds, and they can like just basically appear as ghosts, and they try to scare these monks off of their front porches. Well, it works. The monks are really frightened. And they had been settling in this forest for the rains retreat. So they were planning on being there for 3 months, but they're like, this will not work. So as a group, they migrate back to where the Buddha was and explain that they're being harassed, haunted. And the Buddha looks around and says, well, actually, this is the only place left for you, this rains retreat. So I want you to go back, but tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach you this practice of loving kindness. And that will keep you from feeling fear. And I promise it'll help. I'm paraphrasing, of course. So this big group of monks goes all the way back over hills, over mountains, through passes, and goes back to this forest. And again, they settle at the foot of these trees where these beings have been living. But they start practicing metta, loving kindness. And then without really understanding why, the locals are kindly disposed towards them. And as the days unfold, they start sweeping their areas for them. They begin to share their homes. They begin to even, it said, give them shoulder rubs and foot rubs and bring them water. So everybody starts to be harmonious. So I'm telling this story in part to invite a sense of what loving community can be like. It doesn't have to always start in the most auspicious of ways. It doesn't have to always start with a big welcome or even a welcome at all, but that there's a way in which the attitude in which new relationships form can be really important. And it can even be shifted over time through the practice of metta. And the other piece to lift up here is that the tree beings, they didn't just become kind and leave it in their hearts. They actually started practicing embodied acts of kindness. And that appears throughout the Buddha's ancient teachings as the intention towards kindness, but also the action. The action. So that's my initial reflection. And as we begin to settle in to meditation, I'm going to have it to where you all are muted. And then if there's any problem, please send me a chat. It's really just to keep the container quiet while we're meditating. But before we actually close our eyes, those of you whose eyes are still open, you don't have to open them if you don't want to, just invite you to look around. Maybe put the computer on gallery view and take a moment to appreciate this community. And maybe invite a sense of well-wishing, metta, benevolence, kindness towards the people sharing this Zoom screen with you, seen or unseen. It can be through a reaction on the Zoom if you want, or just in your heart, a gesture. And then when you're ready, the invitation is to settle back from your screen and turn off anything that beeps, buzzes, chirps, interrupts on the computer or on your device, and settle in. Make yourself at home. This is our loving community for the next little while. So starting with softened eyes, softening the face, perhaps softening the tongue. And if it feels comfortable, allowing the eyes to close. It can be helpful to start the meditation in a way that tells your body, invites your heart into meditative practice, whatever that is for you. Some people find it helpful to take 2 or 3 long, slow breaths. In through the nose, out long and slow, letting tensions release, relax. Can be helpful to start with a resolve, an intention. May this body relax. May this heart, mind, soften. And then inviting awareness to fill this body. This moment. And noticing this body, this moment exactly as it is. Any warmth or cool, tension or relaxation. Any feelings or sensations in the body, perhaps pulsing, tingling, throbbing. Especially noticing the sense of weight, being supported by the chair or mat or cushion. Noticing the feet in contact directly or indirectly with the earth. And then acknowledging the integrity of this body, where skin meets air, cloth, where skin meets body, the rest of the body. And then as you're perusing the sensations of the body, attuning to whatever sense door makes for the most comfortable experience. I'm going to give instructions mostly for breath and sensation, but sound and other anchors are perfectly fine. Settling in, attuning to the sensations of the body breathing. Perhaps the sensations of the breath, allowing the belly to rise and fall. The softening and warmth of the rib cage and chest. The subtle warmth and cool of the breath playing across the tip of the nose or top of the lip. Resting. Allowing. Allowing mental activity to recede to the periphery of the mind or the background. With each out-breath, releasing. With each in-breath, allowing awareness to brighten. Tuning in. Receiving. allowing the mind and heart to settle here. And as the attention rests on the breath, inviting that sense of releasing the out-breath to become a sense of offering kindness, compassion, good wishes, perhaps radiating through this body and going as short a distance or long a distance outward on the breath as feels natural. Now and then on an in-breath, filling up, receiving a sense of kindness from this good community. From those around us, here, in this virtual room. It can be helpful to allow a slight smile of the lips if that feels natural. Even envisioning a gesture of offering outwards in whatever directions feel right. Perhaps offering outwards towards the front, towards any beings known and unknown. Especially imagining perhaps one or two for whom it's easy to offer good wishes. Allowing the good wishes to spread through the chest, the belly, the whole front of the body outwards, like a star radiates, or like fog spills down a mountain. It's helpful. You can focus your intentions with a single word or a phrase. Be happy. Be safe. Be peaceful. Be free. Cultivating the intention of kindness, goodness, good wishes. With each in-breath, noticing the sensations in the body. Whatever those are. Bringing perhaps a sense of kindness to whatever is arising. And then while allowing those intentions, the breath, those wishes to permeate through this body outwards in the front, also sending them out the right side of the body. Perhaps imagining breath permeating all of the right side. Every muscle, every pore, every bone. Resonating, receiving and sending good wishes. Happy. Peaceful. Free. Really feeling into the sensations of breath. It's perhaps they unify with the intentions of metta, of kindness. And then including the back side of the body. Feeling the breath, perhaps even on the inside of your back muscles, massaging, warming, soothing, saturating. And allowing any soothing or pleasant qualities of breathing to be appreciated. And then radiating out the wishes for kindness, benevolence, friendliness, through the back body, through the side body, through the front, as far or near as they want to go. Saturating this body and anyone in their paths, anything in the heart and mind, that feels comfortable to send wishes of loving kindness to include in the field of kindness. Happy, safe, peaceful, free. Allowing the felt sense of breathing, the intentions for kindness, care, compassion, to ripple through the body, the front, the right, the back, the core. And then inviting those intentions to radiate out through the left side of the body as well. Breath rippling through the whole body energetically. The subtle sensations of transpiration and the sweetness of the intention of kindness radiating, suffusing in all directions, saturating this body and saturating the field of what is known in this heart and mind. Happy, safe, peaceful, free. And then the invitation is to include the very top of the body, the crown of the head, the face, the skull, and all of the area above it up to the ceiling, up to the sky, all the way up to the stars. as little or as much as feels right to extend wishes of kindness, safety, happiness, non-harming, allowing breath, softness, and relaxation to permeate the muscles of the face, bones, the brain, the eyes, and on outwards beyond. Happy. Safe. Peaceful. Free. Every now and then, pausing and appreciating the sensations of what is, welcoming anything that arises on the in-breath with kindness, or just space, allowing. Allowing also the breath to radiate downwards through the body. The abdomen, the perineum, the legs, the feet. Breath and wishes of goodness and kindness. Radiating downwards, down through the earth, the floor, meeting whatever arises there in the thoughts, perhaps all beings that live in the earth. Just as far or near as feels right. Radiating, allowing, intending kindness in all directions. Happy. Safe. Peaceful. Free. Opening, allowing the awareness to expand. Perhaps geographically or just to all beings you encounter, your heart and mind, known and unknown. Allowing these wishes for peace, happiness, safety from harm, and safety from causing harm. Allowing wishes of freedom to spread through awareness. Inviting awareness to grow as large as the imagination in every direction. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe from harm and causing harm. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Thank you all for your practice. It's really lovely to practice together. Very sweet. So we have a few minutes for comments, questions, responses. You're welcome to, let's see, how are we going to do this? You can either use your Zoom hand, or if you're more comfortable, you can put it in the chat. That's totally fine too. And we'll see. There we go. Yes, please, Neil.
Hi. Seems to be having video problems. The directional thing I find like very confusing, right? I like the space between my toes, which direction is that going in? And I like can't seem to not be lost in those details. How important is it to like, you know, try to figure this out? Or could I just like do it from all my skin? You know, in every which direction at once.
So this is a great question. Thank you for asking it. And I'm guessing you're not the only person for whom it's true. If the details are not helpful for you, just drop the details and do whatever feels right. Like some people find it just really helpful to, yes, radiate it out from your skin, just radiate it out from your heart center. You don't have to pick a certain direction, even. You can just start with all of them at once if you want to. So just please pick up whatever, and this is true for all of you, please pick up whatever details are helpful and just ignore the ones that aren't. Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So can I ask, were you able to cultivate the intentions even with the sort of distracting detail of like, which direction is this thing or that thing?
I've tried this before and I just struggle with it. So, you know, I tried I'm telling you, I'm like, you know, what about the top of my foot? Is that the top or the front? I mean, right. So I just gave up and right. I mean, I did like the imagery of like breathing in and breathing out through all my skin. Right. I found that very helpful. But when I tried to like focus on one side or another, you know, yeah, no, I can't get anything going there.
So that's good to know about yourself. And it's also good for me to hear. I would just say always with these, and you've been practicing metta a long time, right? These invitations are just that. They're invitations to your imagination to pick up something and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, total permission to ignore it and do what you know works for you. And that's with any of the, especially the imaginative instructions in metta. It's your practice to make your own and your practice to kind of play with and tune and trust that over anything I say or another teacher says, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Any other questions or comments? So I am going to extend the invitation for those of you who want to join breakout groups to join breakout groups. And just to say that it's a really beautiful opportunity. If you haven't tried it before, you don't need to. You are welcome to not join and stay here in silence. I won't be available to talk at that time, but you are welcome to stay and meditate if joining a breakout room doesn't feel right. You'll have about 6 minutes. And the invitation is to talk about what kind of metta practice, whether it was tonight or another night, has worked for you in your formal practice. And as importantly, when has the principle of extending kindness shown up and been helpful for you in your life? So either what kind of kindness practices on the cushion or what kind of kindness practices in your life? So does that make sense, everybody? Yeah? Okay, so I'm putting you on. It'll say 5 minutes, but you're going to get an extra minute after it says it's over. So I will see most of you back here in a little while. How was it?
It was lovely to hear people's reflections, and I found it to be a very cool connectivity in terms of the four things you mentioned repeatedly, because that's what we always hear from our beloved Gil Fronsdal when he concludes his session. Beautiful.
Wonderful. So welcome back, everybody. How was that for you? Any comments either in chat or verbally?
I would like to say something I did not speak in my group, that ever since the COVID-19 pandemic has been upon us, that we have been globally subject to the same burden, and the loving kindness is just giving us a true appreciation for living beings, no matter where they are and no matter what their political, race, etc., denomination, sex orientation. We're all in the same roller coaster of this pandemic. So loving kindness is something that I found to be very nourishing, to be able to ride the wave that's been going on like an endless marathon. And I just feel that very connected. I feel very connected to the practice because of what we're going through.
That's beautiful, Wendy. Thank you. Melissa, yes. Hi.
Our group talked about how imagination supports us in our practice through visualization. And I really enjoyed I don't want to out anybody, but it really brought me a lot of joy. And then the joy, it expands my heart. And that's why I think I really love it so much, because it lets me really rest in my heart and access the metta so easily. So I really appreciated the way people in our group visualize, because I'm going to think of that when I do my metta next time. So thank you. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Yeah, each person has their own way, right? And we can all learn from how people do it. Let's see. I Neil writes, I love hearing what works for other people. And thank you for the prompt. Thank you, Neil. Any other last comments before we start to wind it up? Love seeing the hearts.
I think that's been one of the benefits of COVID is I'm hearing in my group and from others that it pulls us right into loving kindness. We need it so desperately, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, we and so many others, right? That's such a beautiful thing about it, right? Is that others need it, and offering it can also be a really powerful nourishment and resourcing and grounding. Other comments can either be from your own perspective, or maybe something you learned, or can also be from the practice itself. It's one of these perennial mysteries that I've been on both sides of as a student and a teacher. People go into these groups and talk, and they talk and talk and talk, and sometimes in person you can't get them to stop talking. And then when the big group is back together, nobody wants to say anything, which is not tonight. People have said things, but it's funny. So such a delight, folks, to practice with you tonight. I'll just dedicate the merit and we'll end. So may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe from harm and causing harm. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And may each of us participate in beings released from their suffering. May each of us provide more loving community.